This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
But if you're looking for a husband or wife, I'm going to give you a good starting point. Find out if they're a man or woman who tells the truth. Then find out their talents, find out their capacities, find out how much money they make, all the other stuff that people want to know about another person. But you start with this basis. Is he a man of the truth? Is she a woman of the truth? And you say, why would you pick that? Because God did. Because Jeremiah said, Lord, don't you look for truth? Don't your eyes look for the truth? The Lord is looking for truth in men in this room. He's looking for truth in women in this room. He's looking for the truth in young people in this room. And here's my question. Does he see it? Does the Lord God Almighty see truth in you and in me? And I want to suggest it's a great starting point for looking for a mate, is to find somebody who tells the truth and who seeks the truth. And when it says to seek the truth, when Jeremiah says to seek the truth, it means that you're interested in truthful relationships. And ultimately, in a Christian sense, I think to seek the truth means this: you seek Christ. Jesus would say what about himself? I am the way and the truth and the life. So if he is the truth, to seek truth ultimately means seeking him. Now there's two phrases in this verse that I just read that I think are fascinating. They refused correction and they refused to repent. Don't raise your hands, but everybody knows somebody in your family, extended family, where you work, a person who refuses correction. You say, what does that mean? Plain English, it's somebody who says, I'm never wrong. You're wrong, but not me. They refuse correction. And then the ultimate extension of that is a refusal to repent. All I want to say about those two things, if you and I are people who refuse correction and refuse to repent, at the very least, we're people of pride. And at the worst, we're people of rebellion. Listen to that again. At the very least, we are people of pride. It's a spirit of pride that backs a man into a corner where he says, I refuse correction. Nobody's going to straighten me out. I'm never wrong. That's the attitude that some people give, men and women, young people. Doesn't matter the age. You can be young and have that attitude. You can be middle-aged and have that attitude. You can be in your senior years and have that attitude and refuse to repent. The word repent, we've talked about it before, means to turn 180 degrees. That's all it means. That we've made a big religious word out of it, and it simply means to turn 180 degrees from what's wrong to what's right. Turning away from that which pulls me away from the Lord and turning toward the Lord himself. Lying has become a way of life in our culture. James Patterson writes this: people lie at the drop of a hat about everything from the quality of dinner to whether they really love their spouse. He quotes a survey that says 91% of people in the U.S. say they lie routinely. 91%. 36% of those people confess to dark, important lies. Dark lies. But then there are trivial lies that include insincere compliments on dinner or clothes. You don't have to raise your hand, but has any husband here ever complimented a dinner that you absolutely hated? You ever told your wife that you love that dress and you said under your breath, where in the world did she buy that? Dark lies are those that hurt other people. 86% claim to lie regularly to their parents. 86% in this survey said, oh yeah, I lie routinely to my parents. 75% claim they lie regularly to their friends. 73% admitted lying to their brothers and sisters. And nearly 70% admitted to regularly lying to their spouses.
We'll continue this message tomorrow. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.